It's Monday, May 19th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Thursday's storm spawned one EF2 tornado and 100-mile-per-hour straight-line winds, says the National Weather Service. Wisconsin's unemployment rate rose slightly in April. At the state convention, Republicans say, cut the squabbling, and the DNR urges you to don a life jacket when boating. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center, now the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A fifth OWO charge filed against a Milwaukee man after he allegedly fled from police and crashed in a ditch Saturday evening. The State Patrol attempted to pull over a vehicle on Highway 53 near Sorona after complaints of it swerving all over the road. The vehicle stopped but then fled from the scene. The trooper pursued but then terminated the chase. Later, a caller reported the vehicle in the ditch on County Highway H near Point Road west of Spooner, and the driver was slumped over in the driver's seat and unresponsive. EMS responded and attended to the man and took him to the hospital. Police said the driver showed signs of intoxication and was charged with OWI fifth offense and fleeing an officer. He was identified as 42-year-old Dustin M. Prisbiliski of Milwaukee. A line of severe storms last Thursday peaked in intensity as they crossed western Wisconsin. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities said one EF2 tornado spawned southeast of New Richmond in St. Croix County and traveled just over 4 miles. Straight-line winds caused significant damage in Barron, Dunn, Chippewa, and Rusk counties, with wind speeds estimated near 100 miles per hour in Ladysmith. In the Dairyland flowage, a pontoon was partially lifted by the winds onto another pontoon. Large hail, up to 4 inches in diameter, was found in Altoona. The National Weather Service said there were 2 other tornadoes in central Wisconsin and 4 tornadoes in central Minnesota. Wisconsin's unemployment rate increased slightly last month. Ted Allen takes a look.
Preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the state's jobless rate bumped up a tenth of a point to 3.3% in April. That's still lower than the 4.2% national average for last month. The federal data also shows a decrease in the state's labor force participation to 65.5%, but that's still 2.9 percentage points higher than the national rate. Though Wisconsin's month-to-month labor force number dropped by 4,900 people from March to April, that total grew by 900 compared to the same time in 2024. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson wants to kill House Republicans' deficit reduction bill. Bob Haig has more.
Johnson told the weekend state Republican Party convention that the deficit reduction bill isn't what it's advertised to be.
It's fake.
Johnson told delegates that the bill would trim the federal debt by about 1.3% over 10 years.
For the federal budget, that's like a rounding error. It's not serious. And again, the result is an increase in deficits, an increase in the projected debt.
Johnson said that's unacceptable and he's digging his heels in. Other Senate Republicans, including Missouri's Josh Hawley, opposed the bill for making cuts to Medicaid, arguing that will hurt working Americans. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Squabbling within the Republican Party of Wisconsin and its county parties must end. That message to delegates at the state party convention in Wausau over the weekend from 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Put aside your petty differences. Stop squabbling amongst ourselves. Work together, and we will win again!
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said inter-party squabbling is the worst he's seen since entering politics 15 years ago. He said he won't pick sides in the disputes between MAGA Republicans and more moderate members of the party, but asked both sides to abide by the decisions of state party leadership. The Department of Natural Resources is advocating for its proposed budget. Here is DNR Secretary Karen Hoon.
Governor Evers' 2025-27 budget includes some much-needed investments for our state parks. From the budget meetings I've had with legislators, it's clear that there's a lot of shared and bipartisan interest and support for our parks. And I'm hopeful that the budget that makes it to the governor's desk will reflect that.
The DNR is requesting $1.2 billion in the next biennial budget, a 2% increase. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee need to approve any increase in funding. Life jackets are the best way to save your life on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. Raymond Newport dives in.
DNR Warden Darren Kuhn tells WXPR and Rhinelander that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one is going to rush to open a compartment and get out a life jacket when an emergency occurs. The DNR issues around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices, and most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing their life jacket. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.